Word of mouth. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. You may know the band Cloud Cult from an animated commercial that aired during the Super Bowl a few years ago. The band was shown playing this song, Lucky Today, while floating on clouds and promoting e-surance and ecological driving practices. In exchange for the work, e-surance helped fund some of the band's costs for greening the recording of albums. The fact that Cloud Cult chooses deals like that, writes heartwarming songs, and travels across the country to perform for good causes may have you wondering if they're for real. But doing good and staying positive are deeply embedded in the DNA of Cloud Cult. This evening, the band will perform a live acoustic set during a yoga class at the At Home Yoga Studio in Concord. It's a benefit for a local child with pediatric cancer. I talked with Craig Minowa, singer, guitarist, and leader of Cloud Cult before they headed for New Hampshire, and can say that the whole kind-hearted thing is not just PR. In fact, I told them that they're just about the least cynical indie band I can think of.
Yeah, I think cynicism and just negativity in general has gotten to be all too fashionable. And we want to propagate something positive because it is kind of contagious.
One goal that has been made public is making music and putting out records with as little carbon footprint as possible. Can you tell us what you do to make that happen?
Well, we've jumped through a lot of different hoops over the years, but now we use 100% post-consumer recycled paperboard, and then we print everything with a vegetable ink. And then we figure out how much energy we used in the recording and manufacturing process, and we generate enough power from wind turbines to feed that back into the grid. And then we plant enough trees to absorb any excess CO2 that we might put out.
I have to tell you, you know, sort of hearing that you produce records with all post-consumer recycled materials and, you know, plant trees, it almost sounds, Craig, forgive me, but like a plot line from that show Portlandia. I mean, you're so good.
I think there's a really big responsibility when you're an artist that is fortunate enough to have somewhat of a modest following, and that responsibility is to try to use that limelight to propagate goodness. Whether we're artists in that literal form or artists of our lives, we've all got a responsibility with our everyday to try and make every moment be as good as possible.
Let's hear some of this low carbon footprint music from Cloud Cult. This is a song called The Calling. That's a bit of the song, The Calling, from the new album, Love, by Cloud Cult. It is such a big sound that you're putting out there. And the shows are known for being sort of, I don't know, big-hearted and generous, including two artists painting during the live shows. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we've been doing that pretty much since the inception of the band about 15 years ago. And one of the live painters is my wife, Connie Minowa, and the other live painter is one of my best friends, Scott West. And they've They both got their degrees in fine arts, and they did a lot of painting around me when I was doing recording of albums back in the day, and it just kind of seemed natural to bring that together on stage.
So I'm just trying to imagine it on stage. Is sort of going on continuously, or is there like, you know, the drum solo, the guitar solo, and the paint solo?
The paint solo would be pretty cool. We've never thought of that. That's brilliant. They're musicians and singers too, so they'll be painting, and then they'll pop in and join us with some group singing or pop in on drums, or Scott's jumped in on trumpet here and there, and it's kind of a mix. And then the musicians on stage are multi-instrumentalists too, so there's a lot of juggling around of instruments going on throughout the set.
Let's listen to some more music from Cloud Cult's new record called Love. This is Complicated Creation.
I call up the moon for a little consultation. Yes, you know that I'm a happy man, but something in me's burning. Gotta push it out, push it, push it out, push it out. So much frustration. The moon called me back and said, I'll give you some advice. You gotta live a little lighter, gotta breathe a little deeper. Gotta suck it, suck it in, suck it, suck it in, suck it in. There's your medication.
So that's the song Complicated Creation from the album Love by Cloud Cult. We're speaking with Craig Minowa. He is the leader and the originator of the band Cloud Cult. So I'm hearing in that song, yes, you are propagating goodness, but it's not this sort of wide-eyed innocence. You know, there are some real questions being asked. And I wonder about that. You know, you have a huge band that kind of spreads across the stage. How do you love that many people when you're touring in a van together and, you know, you're driving in late night after shows and stopping at truck stops for breakfast? How do you keep that sort of spirit going?
You know, it's actually a pretty amazing group of people. The band has been around touring now for over a decade, and we've had a lot of different beautiful people come and go over the years, and the collection of people right now just has a spiritual resilience that's hard to put your finger on. You know, you can run into a situation where the van is broken down and everybody's stuck in some small city, and the beauty is that people don these fun faces of, hey, we're on a new adventure and where we're going. And not to say that there isn't struggle within the band. I know everybody's human and has their own ups and downs, but so far, we've gotten along very well.
So somebody who couldn't hang with that kind of thing probably wouldn't last, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotional challenges that touring puts on your plate, so you've got to have a certain amount of resilience and be able to smile through struggle.
Let's go back a little bit through the origins of the band. Things were going really well for you in your solo career, and you kind of created this sound that initially stamped Cloud Cult. And then in 2002, a tragedy for you and your wife, Connie, your two-year-old son, Caden, died in his sleep. Craig, I cannot imagine how painful that must have been. But you, I guess, chose to bring all of us in some way, and you wrote a lot of songs. Was that a way of letting other people into your grief?
Initially, the songwriting after our son passed away was medicine for myself. I hadn't really had plans to put it out there, and I just needed to write a lot, and that just kind of gradually got me over some hard times. But it kind of caught on a little bit, and I realized that there are other people out there that had similar losses, and they heard the music, and it somehow was helpful. And so then I felt like there was a new calling and direction in life of needing to use that music to the best that I can, and I feel like that's the message that our son Caden left us, and that's what our responsibility to honor his life.
Is that a struggle to be identified as, you know, the grieving band, the grieving father?
Yeah, sometimes I do feel like it sort of pulls Connie and myself back into that era of the darker days of grief. But at the same time, when we hear fresh stories from new people that got turned on to the band and maybe found some strength in one more day just by hearing music that was written for that type of experience, then you realize the meaning and the calling behind that, and you just kind of go with the flow.
There's another track on the album that's called Love, the First Law of Thermodynamics. And one of the things I guess I hear in your music is a little bit of this flow between mysticism and sort of the scientific. I don't know if that feels right for your mind, but I'm wondering what that relationship is like for you.
Well, I think that as science grows and we understand more about the universe, we understand more synergies between that physical understanding of the universe and the spiritual understanding, no matter what religious background that you have. I find it to be pretty phenomenal that the science and the magic and mystery of the music of the universe are sort of coming together as one.
Craig Minowa, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Craig Minowa of the Minneapolis-based band Cloud Cult. They're going to be performing a live acoustic set during a flow yoga class at Om Studio in Concord. Proceeds from the event will help in the healing and education of Taj Esti Bethel, who's undergoing treatment for a rare form of pediatric cancer. You can find more on the benefit or hear more music from Cloud Cult. There are links at wordofmouthradio.org.
You are the wind. Nothing here can get in your way. You've come too far. You care what they say. Now you're the only thing in your way. Now you're the only thing in your way. Fly, baby, fly. Till nothing can get you down. Sing, baby, sing, till it all comes out. You are the wind, the flood, and the flame. Nothing here can get in your way. You've come too far to care what they say. Now you're the only thing in your way. Thing in your way. Now you're the only thing in your way.